After the Olympics, I actually had a lot of motivation to go on to world championships and, do even better. And it's really just what I finally decided was it wasn't in me to give up early, to quit the season early, because on the one hand, I had my silver medal, I had a bronze medal. Like, I didn't feel like I could be on any more of a high, no matter how well I did at world championships. But my coach asked me to go for my team. The more girls that go and the higher you rank, the more spots we qualify for the next season. So I really needed to go just in order to qualify the maximum amount of spots. But okay, when I got there, I got sick. So like 9 days, I had a pretty bad cold slash flu. And so I got sixth overall at World Championships. Definitely like not a disappointment, but at the same time, if I hadn't been sick, I feel like I could have done much better. So maybe I should have just listened to my body a little bit more and known that after the Olympics, I was cashed out, completely drained. But now that it's all over and I'm back home in Champaign, I'm feeling great.
I think you said in your journal that the World Championships are a little anticlimactic too. I obviously don't get the attention of huge audience for the Olympics, but are they not getting the audience they
No,
deserve?
I mean, at the Olympics, you had 12,000 people watching every single race, 12,000 people screaming. And at World Championships in Bulgaria, I mean, we had maybe 60 people there. And then there's the fact that I went from Vancouver, which is an amazing city, to Sofia, Bulgaria, which is, I like it there, but it's not a speed skating place. And Vancouver was really. They had a lot of support for speed skating there. So it was anticlimactic, but I feel like I'm a stronger athlete and a mentally stronger person for pushing my limits like that.
When you are in an event, whether it's in the Olympics or World Championships or wherever, do you put in perspective, okay, all this work goes into this little 1 minute or less. This is the pinnacle of what you worked up to at this point.
I've definitely had that feeling before, and I had it at the Olympic Games with half a lap left to go in the 1,000 meter. I really only remember two things about that race. I remember when there was that big pile up and I was able to make that huge inside pass into second place. I remember that perfectly, and I remember with half a lap to go thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so tired, I don't know if I can finish. Looking at the corner coming up and thinking, if I don't take two crossovers in, this Korean girl is going to have enough speed to pass me. But I really don't know if I can. And within that same moment, I had the thought that, Catherine, this is the moment that you've trained for your whole life. Like, this is 16 years worth of work right now. Are you going to give it up to her right now because you won't take two crossovers in? And, the answer was like, heck no, I'm not. And so I took two in, and I'm sure I looked like I was just flailing for my life, but I was, and it paid off.
Is there the level of politics involved as far as when in this competition? I'm thinking of the Olympics, and I'm trying to think of something on a higher stage, maybe in a figure skating competition, whereas Evan Lysacek defeated Plushenko, and there was all this attention in Russian media after that. Does that happen with something as quick as speed skating?
Yeah, it does. Speed skating is really huge in Korea, and so anything less than second place is considered a failure in Korea. Like, even second is kind of like, well, why didn't you win? So the fact that the Chinese came in and dominated like they did at the 2010 Olympics, that was kind of a big upset. I mean, we all knew that all the Chinese skaters were skating well, but the fact that they came out and just really dominated, I guess it didn't show much in the US, but I know in China and in Korea, like, that's a big deal. It's a huge rivalry, and both teams were quoted as saying, like, the Chinese would say, our only goal here is to beat Korea. And the Koreans would say, our only goal here is to beat the Chinese. So there's definitely that rivalry going on with the Asian countries.
You ever stop and think, I didn't really have the life of a normal teenager. Your parents were taking you to St. Louis for all this training, and instead of, I don't know, going to a movie with friends or something like that.
This is the first year that I haven't really missed a normal life. For the past 5 years, which is about as long as I've been training away from home, I've always felt like, man, I left home too early, or, I gave up too many fun times in high school driving to St. Louis and up to Milwaukee to train all the time. But this is the first year, I mean, I have to assume it's just because the Olympics are over, where I'm like, you know what? I've got a pretty good life. And I get to come home every end of March, April, and beginning of May, and I get to have a normal life and see my friends. But I know that when I go out to Salt Lake, that's when the sacrifices start. I love to speed skate, but I don't necessarily like living in Salt Lake. I hate living away from my friends and family. So when I come home in May, I try extra hard, not to be normal, but just to get every bit of all the things that I love about Champaign. And then when I go to Salt Lake, I know, you know, in order to be great at what you're doing, you have to sacrifice those things. So it's hard, but I feel like I'm so beyond being normal. I can't really come back home and fake it every once in a while. Like, I'm over it.
I have to ask, did your parents freak out, or maybe any friends, when Stephen Colbert signed your thigh?
Actually, my parents were in the audience. So a lot of people have been like, oh my God, what's your parents say? And I was like, they're actually there when we made the decision. Like, I brought Stephen Colbert's book along and I was saying backstage, like, oh, I'm going to have him sign my book. And my agent was like, Catherine, forget the book. You should have him sign your thigh. And I thought that was just hilarious. And so I asked him on the air, and my parents thought it was great. And I think it's great. It's definitely one of the number one things that I get asked about, even more than Bonnie Blair. But just to have him speechless for the little bit that I did, totally worth it. I'll answer questions the whole rest of my life if I have to.